Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wow, we're back already? Hour number two of our broadcast. Still to come. Some of the things that we discuss on this program will absolutely blow your mind. Coming up, some very interesting characterizations toward our former vice president from North Korea. This is really funny stuff. And we're going to get really bizarre. You're going to wonder, what in the world are the people in one particular state, what they are drinking or smoking? I don't know what's going on. Talking about Washington State, we'll tell you why we're raising that question a little bit later on. Let's first go to a call from Gene in Greenville. Good morning.
Well, shifting of the topics here, huh? But I think, you know, we are living in perilous times, right, Vince?
And that we are.
Perilous times of those ideologies that certainly I, being 68, would have never have thought would have come to the surface as popular notions. You know, this Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, this is a generation of Frankensteins, a generation of zombies, and it's truly sad. But the basis of that truly is the following, and I stand by this, and this is going to be considered hate speech by some people, perhaps by you. You ready? You ready, Vince?
Fire away.
All righty, brother. It's because we've rejected Christ. We've rejected the truth of Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. And this is why, and God's word says that they that forget the Lord, the nation will be turned into what? Hell. I'm not saying
Oh, come on, Gene. We need to believe in separation of church and state. Come on.
Well, I don't care. You can't outdo God's spirit, my man.
I'm, of course, just joking with you.
I know that. Now, as far as Washington State goes, hey, what do you think? Doesn't Seattle have a statue of Lenin?
Yep, you're absolutely right.
Isn't that where Gorbachev lives now?
It's pretty wonderful to see what has happened in parts of our country. Thanks for your call there, Gene, and you're right on point, because ultimately what more and more people believe is we can do whatever we want without God. We don't need God's help. I mean, that's kind of an antiquated notion. There was a quote, in fact, from one of these educator types years ago that was talking about the importance of getting the influence of Christianity out, referring to the rotting corpse of Christianity. That's how they view it. They want to get this influence completely out of society so they can bring in their secular influence. It's really that simple. And we can see the fruits of this everywhere. Ken, good morning. Welcome, sir.
Hey, Vince. How are you? It's a pleasure.
Pleasure's mine.
Thank you. Hey, I just want to share a statistic I had heard years ago, and I think it really is an encouragement to us men. When a man is involved in the decision to keep a life or not keep a life, abortion, if you will, the decision is influenced by a factor of four to keep the baby's life if the man is in favor of it and is supporting.
That's what I've heard.
Supporting the woman. So I want to encourage us men to do that. You know, Gene, who just got off the phone with you, he's a man that stands on the word. Us men, we need to be in the word, standing on the word, looking to the word. For strength and for wisdom and how to handle situations like this, even if it's not, you know, our wife or even a relative, we can stand in other ways. We can support pregnancy resource centers. We can support women and children who are struggling financially by, you know, coming alongside them with material help and even counseling and so forth. So I just want to encourage us men to be out in the front lines of this thing and not just offering our opinion, but actually, you know, getting dirty, if you will, getting involved.
That's
so
good.
Ken, I appreciate your stance on the Word of God as well, Vince.
I appreciate something you've shared here, Ken, and the fact that I'm hearing again, it kind of speaks to me, and I need to follow up on this myself. I had a conversation, a good friend of mine is involved in the pro-life, in a pro-life ministry. And one of the things she said to me quite some time ago, she's been urging me to come down, for instance, to one of the areas where they're ministering out near the clinic. And she said, men, the presence of men really makes a difference. And I've heard this a number of times from people. And that's really significant. And I'm glad you brought that up again, because it's something I need to revisit in terms of what I need to do personally in this particular area.
Right. And we can lead other young men as well. So let's take the charge, right?
I'm all for it, Ken. Thank you very much for your call and your exhortation, because we need to receive. Again, this comes back to the idea of influence. You know what's really sad? I don't know how many times, and a friend of mine from high school, in fact, just last night said, you know, I really struggle. In fact, let me find this Facebook post, because when I saw it, most of the time I let this stuff go. I'm like, gosh, I'm not even going to step in this. This one I just couldn't let go of. I was like, no, come on. Where did he post this thing? Maybe he deleted it. In fact, I think he did delete this, probably because of the controversy. Yep, it is gone. But I'll tell you basically what he posted. I really struggle with the idea of killing a baby. He said this, but you know what the next sentence was? I also struggle with telling a woman what to do with her own body. I'm like, oh, dear God. And I explained, it's not her body. It's a totally separate DNA from the mother's. And not only that, it's a compilation of DNA from the male and the female. Both have a sense of ownership. How men can just throw this away and pander. And I don't mind saying this, but can pander to selfish, self-centered women. I don't have any respect for men who do that. I really don't. When guys go around saying this, they think they're endearing themselves to women. All you're doing, why don't you just change your name to doormat? Because that's exactly what you're doing. You're turning yourself into a doormat. Pandering to the worst impulses in women. Steve, got less than a minute here in Dallas. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Yeah, I was like to comment on the abortion thing. I think every person who votes for a person who agrees with abortion, every person that votes them is as guilty as the doctor doing the aborting.
You're a partaker. You're basically, encouraging a continuation of this behavior, Steve. You're right on track. And again, you've got a whole party that embraced this. So what do you do with those folks? Coming up, North Korea versus Joe Biden. Next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball, it's in full swing at BB&T Ballpark. Join WBT for Fireworks Fridays with the Charlotte Knights. The Knights take on Durham, 7:04 p.m. Enjoy a special fireworks show after the game. All the details at WBT.com/events. Okay, in our low-hanging fruit category. No, we're not talking about any person in particular. We're talking about an event. I think this is absolutely hysterical. You know, it's one thing when you're cut down to size, you know, by political opponents. It's another thing when you're cut down to size by somebody who's already down to size. North Korea. They've issued a list of criticisms against Vice President Joe Biden. I love this. This is so funny. Calling the presidential candidate a low IQ idiot. Isn't that great? A low IQ idiot. And saying his candidacy should not carry high expectations. Wow. There's more. Additionally, the North Koreans referred to Biden as someone who likes to stick his nose into other people's business and is a poor excuse for a politician. That's pretty cold, isn't it? The published commentary also said he is misbehaving. Now, this happened after Biden was out on the campaign trail, recently criticized North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as being who he is. I mean, hey, how in the world? And I'm sure whatever Biden said was not as funny as what the North Koreans are saying about him. So this opinion piece dated Tuesday, the North Korean news agency said Biden dared to blaspheme our supreme dignity at a recent campaign event. The piece also declared Biden's blasphemy doesn't even meet the standards of basic human dignity, let alone a politician. Now, we're not sure whether this is in response to Biden's remarks on the campaign trail, but at a rally in Philadelphia Saturday, Biden attacked President Donald Trump for his relationship with dictators and tyrants like Putin and Kim Jong-un. So they didn't take to that too kindly. I think they got their feelings hurt. So what do you do? While campaigning last week in New Hampshire, Biden spoke further about the North Korean leader. This is a guy with his uncle's brains blown out, sitting across the table. This is a guy who's a thug. Alrighty. A thug. What's he referencing here? Under Kim's leadership, several top officials, some of his family members, have been executed. Kim's uncle was executed in 2013. He was arrested for corruption, acts of treachery, and womanizing. That last one will get you all kinds of accolades in this country. At least one high-ranking defense chief may have been executed with anti-aircraft machine guns. You talk about blowing somebody away? I mean, that's not, that's not a pretty thing to see. Imagine the cleanup job after that one. The North Koreans calling Biden a person with a low IQ might sound familiar. In fact, it's a phrase Trump regularly uses against his critics. March of this year, the president attacked Biden on Twitter, calling him another low IQ individual. I wonder if that's a coincidence. Just curious. By the way, the president took a dig about Biden because he's from this area. I've never forgotten where I came from. My family did have to leave Pennsylvania when I was 10. We moved to Delaware, where my dad found a job that could provide for our family. In the opinion piece, North Korea also criticized Biden for being accused by several women of making them uncomfortable, what they considered inappropriate touching. They also made fun of him for falling asleep during a budget speech that Barack Obama gave in April 2011. They've done a whole lot of research on this guy, don't you think?
Can you blame him?
Yeah, exactly. They also hit Biden for withdrawing from the 1988 presidential campaign after reports of plagiarism arose. See, I'll bet people have forgotten all about the plagiarism. Biden used elements of a speech by a British politician as his own without attribution. In an interview with ABC News back in 2007, Biden described the scandal as stupid. My mistake. Born out of ignorance. Thinking I didn't have to prepare. North Korean also cautioning the former vice president that language on the campaign trail, it matters. Here's how they close it. Biden should remember, as someone who failed in a presidential run twice, he should be careful with his words, and that should be a basic quality of presidential candidate. Warning of their own news agency, it will not forgive anyone who offends the dignity of our supreme leader, and we will keep score to the very end. Offend the dignity of our supreme leader. You know, I could have some fun with that. Well, I think I will. Some of you behave this way toward your leader. I'm just saying. Just putting that out there. And John is laughing over there. It's like you did. Yeah, that's exactly you're thinking about.
You just went there, didn't you?
Yes. Dear leader. Dear leader. Gosh, that just makes my skin crawl. It really does. It just drives me up the wall whenever I see that sort of thing. But what do I know? What do I know? You know, now's probably a good time to take a look at the day in history. Let's go down to our upstate studio and talk with our good friend Lonzo. How are you doing today, sir?
I am awesome.
Well, glad to hear that. Very good. We have a total of five questions here. We begin in 1805. You actually had this duo several days ago. An expedition that kicked off leaving St. Charles, Missouri. There's a big hint. 1805. Who were they?
Lewis and Clark.
You are correct. You know what's funny? Whenever I hear those names now, do you know what it reminds me of? Television show years ago. My wife used to watch Lois and Clark, The Adventures of Superman.
Okay. Yeah, loved that show.
Yeah, it was clever. Kind of clever. 1868. The Reno gang makes off with $98,000 in this high-profile crime. What was it called in 1868?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Did you know this?
I did, yes.
Okay. Once you say it, I probably will know it, but I don't know.
Let's just say they made it off, so they did not get derailed in their effort.
I knew it was a train robbery, but it's probably a specific
There it
one,
is.
Right?
It's just called the great Train Robbery.
Really? See, I thought it was...
Okay. No special name. You're fine. We'll give that one to you. 1908. This brother duo registered their flying machine for a U.S. patent.
Orville and Wilbur.
You are right. The Wright
brothers. Can you say Wilbur without...
Yeah, that's a weird name. 1939, the Axis powers created the what's called the Pact of Steel. Some leaders who were up to no good in 1939. What are their names? Two of them. I know what the one is very easy.
Hitler.
He's the first. I'll give you the country. Will that help?
Stalin.
Oh.
Lenin.
No.
Mussolini. Italy?
You are right. It's Mussolini. He's the second one signing a pact of steel.
John.
And 1967.
Break.
We got a break. We'll do it next. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, before the break, we lost track of time there. And we had one final question. And I only have one question for you, Lonzo. Would you be my neighbor? This show debuted on this day in 1967. Premiered on PBS.
You know, I just have to say, I thought Mr. Rogers was pretty creepy until you just asked me to be your neighbor. Dude, that was really creepy. And the answer to that would be no, no, I will not.
Oh, wow. That is cold-blooded, man. I thought we were friends. I'm really, my feelings are hurt.
We just wanted to get you back for going late to break.
I'm gonna, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to run off and I'm going to post something on social media about my hurt feelings. Maybe somebody will sympathize with
me. Will you be wearing a cardigan and slippers while you do it?
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to leave you with us, Lonzo, about this story. That just, it really, I'm still scratching my head about this one. I don't get it. What is in the water in Washington State? Here's how this story starts, an AP story. Ashes to ashes, guts to dirt. Governor Jay Inslee signed legislation making Washington the first state, are you ready for this? To approve composting as an alternative to burying or cremating human remains. It allows licensed facilities to offer natural organic reduction, which turns a body mixed with substances such as wood chips and straw into about two wheelbarrows worth of soil in a span of several weeks. Loved ones are allowed to keep the soil to spread, just as they might spread the ashes of someone who's been cremated, or even use it to plant vegetables or a tree. Nora Minkin, executive director of the Seattle-based People's Memorial Association, which helps people plan for funerals, says it gives meaning and use to what happens to our bodies after death. Supporters say this method is an environmentally friendly alternative to cremation, which releases carbon dioxide and particulates into the air. No way. Now they're complaining about, oh my goodness, cremation? Really? And the concern about conventional burial? People are drained of their blood, pumped full of formaldehyde and other chemicals that can pollute groundwater. Then they're placed in a nearly indestructible coffin taking up land. I'm sorry, but your relative is taking up space. I mean, really? By the way, and I know many of you really want to know this, which is why we're sharing this. The final product, this is so weird talking about it in this way. The final finished product in human recomposition is soil that could then nourish new life. Jamie Peterson, the Seattle Democrat who sponsored the measure, said this is a serious weight on the earth and the environment as your final farewell. The legislation inspired by his neighbor, Katrina Spade, who is an architecture graduate student at the University of Massachusetts. When she began researching the funeral industry, she came up with the idea for human composting, modeling it on a practice that farmers have long used to dispose of livestock. She tweaked the process, found that wood chips, alfalfa, and straw created a mixture of nitrogen and carbon that accelerates human decomposition when a body is placed in a temperature and moisture-controlled vessel and rotated. It almost sounds like you're putting the person on a spit around
Bob,
a fire.
Is that Bob? Is that body decomposed yet? Nope. Let's put some wood chips in it and see what that does.
How'd you like to be working at that place?
Oh yeah,
this sounds like the beginnings of one of those cheesy 80s horror movies.
Yes, exactly. You don't.
Oh, man.
See, I'm thinking Soylent Green, and it's just a step away from that.
I'll bet people are just dying to get this job. Of course they are.
Really?
That's why you told this story, isn't it, Ben?
Yes, that's exactly why you told this story.
I promise, that's not why I did it. But I'll tell you what. You know what it reminds me of? I watched this movie called Phantasm. Have you ever seen that movie? That, you want to talk about horror movies? Yeah, exactly. You got that voice down, man.
Tall man. That guy was scary.
That movie scared me when I was a teenager.
It's a floating steel ball that sticks you in the head and blood spews out. That's awesome.
Yeah. The first time I saw that steel ball thing, I thought, oh, my goodness, this is scary.
And little demons. Yeah, it was really
little weird. Troll things.
Well, they had to do something with all the Jawas, so they put them in that movie.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
You know, Vince, they made like 5 of those. Did you know that?
I've only seen 3. There's more?
Yeah, there's more.
Oh, I need to look this up. Phantasm. Find the new. I know people. I guarantee you, guys, I'm going to get email. I can't believe you claim to be a Christian and you watch horrible movies like that. Believe me, I'll get it. I guarantee I'll get it. All right, so now you guys have learned about human composting. I'm sure your lives are enriched by this wonderful
Mommy,
story.
Mommy, look what I found in the garden. It's an eyeball.
Oh. I didn't see that one coming. Boy, you're on a roll now, huh?
Man, is it break time yet?
We're getting there. I think we got to stop. Lonzo, have a great day.
See ya.
Let's go out to a call from Joe. Joe, rescue us.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
What I wanted to bring up something new. It's going on under the cover of the news, not talking about it, but both parties have plans to reconstruct the Social Security program this summer. I don't know if you've heard anything about it, but...
I have not. I will look into this. Give me a briefing on what they're going to do.
Well, I'll tell you what they've already done. Years ago, Social Security monies were invested. They are averaging about 8% a year. And along the way, the politicians decided to put all the funds in the general fund.
Right. Yeah, this is that's not new.
Zero to 2%.
Right.
And the federal Social Security... people are going to collect it from federal workers was averaging 8%. So the federal government basically destroyed Social Security for private people like myself.
Yep, of course they have.
So what they're going to do is they're going to increase the age before you can start collecting it. What they're blaming is there's not enough young people being born. There's
of course,
old people. And so the first step is increase the age. And they're going to arrange it so that people like myself, I'm in my 80s, are going to get less. So what am I supposed to do, go out and work at Walmart in the evening?
Yeah, I know. This is how the federal government keeps its promises, Joe. I do appreciate your call. I'm definitely going to look into this. Hey, Ozzy, can you make it quick?
Hey, this composting thing makes a whole new side of what Aunt Sally's potato salad tastes like.
Oh, no. Ozzy, that's terrible. You should be ashamed of yourself. Tim, if you can hold on, we'll hear your comment as well. Stay with us.
.com station.
Let's go out to Pam Warner for looking at traffic and weather.
Thank you. We are keeping an eye on 2 new crashes in West Charlotte, Roswell's Ferry Road at Lawton Road, as well as Nations Ford at Arrowwood Road. I want to slow down in that area. Hint water. Hint is pure still or sparkling water infused with a variety of fruit essences, including watermelon, blackberry, or cherry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories. Available in your local grocery store or at drinkhint.com. Hint, mouthwatering water. 81 degrees today, maybe something. Thunderstorms this afternoon. I'm Pam Warner, WBT Traffic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Did you happen to miss any of today's broadcast or any other Vince Coakley radio program? If you did, shame on you. Well, you can make up for it by going to WBT.com/shows and catch up on everything that's going on. Listen to WBT anytime, anywhere on the radio.com app. Back on the broadcast, and seems like there's a great deal of intrigue about the idea of human composting. Let's go out to Tim. Good morning.
Vince, I'm going to make sure all my family members hear this broadcast today.
Oh, boy.
That's all I'm going to do, because I thought a lot of them are useless, like speed bumps, but now these things are going to be fertilizer. And at Christmas time, I know I'm going to get them all. I'm getting them all a bag of potting soil. And just let them think about it.
Oh, my goodness.
Someday they're going to be in that bag.
Oh, my goodness. Didn't this creep you out, Tim?
It doesn't, because, I mean, we all go back to the earth anyways at some point.
Yeah.
You know, but I got to ask you this, because this messed me up. You know how they say, like, when the rapture comes, everybody's going to get you get your body back and all that kind of stuff? What are they going to do with that? It doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're resurrected? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm in a quandary here trying to figure out what all that, how it's going to work out.
It will be interesting for sure. I will let, I think, higher powers, someone well above my pay grade will figure that one out.
I'm going to get them all potting soil for Christmas. So
thanks a lot there, Tim. Appreciate your call. By the way, just a reminder, those of you in the immediate Charlotte area, expect some traffic delays as the vice president lands in Charlotte shortly. Person responding to that caller saying to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. Yeah. We had a caller about Social Security, federal employees' contributions to Social Security going to the same miserable fund as everyone else's. There is no increased Social Security benefit for them. Yeah. On our discussion of this human composting story, this texter just simply says, y'all ain't right. Let's see here. If you like horror movies, you should check out Cube. Cube. Have you heard anything about that one?
I've never heard or seen that.
Yeah.
Cube.
Well, we'll see. Mr. Vince, the mafia for years have been burying bodies and planting trees on top. There's nothing new here. Just saying. Another person. Okay, fess up. You guys are all drunk. Boy, that would be scary. I think we're crazy enough. Can you imagine what would happen if we were all drunk?
You don't want that.
Ted says those crazy environmentalists are scary. Hey, Bubba, them new tomatoes made with grandpa's ashes and dirt really taste good, don't they? Seriously, this... Another person saying, I think human composting would be perfect, especially for politicians. Most of them are full of poop anyway. Reference here to Joe Biden. The Biden Poseidon is a sinking ship. I like that one. The Biden Poseidon. Poseidon Adventure. Okay, this is creepy. This is a creepy alert for you, some of you women. Probably won't be blessed by this story. I watched the Sloppy Joe rally, taking a cue there from the president. He was hugging women on stage. He left his hand on one woman's back when she walked away. His hand slid over top of her buttocks and hip. Surely not. I hope you're not right about that. That's just gross. Let's see. Oh, goodness, really? Some of these things on the text line, you should be very glad I'm not sharing with you. Let us go out to a call from Mary. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, Mary. Take it away.
Ezekiel 13, God says, do not teach my children to fly to save their soul. If you believe in the rapture, you're going to go up with the devil.
Oh.
You need to learn your Bible.
Oh, so you don't believe in the rapture.
God says it in Ezekiel 13, do not teach my children to fly to save their soul. He's talking about the Kenites. The
to fly? Really? It says that?
Yeah, go to Ezekiel 13, read the whole chapter, read the subject. It's about the evil ones teaching God's children to fly to save their soul. That's the rapture lie.
That's pretty interesting. Well, I appreciate, I've never heard that characterized that way, by the way. To fly, I'm sorry, I'm not making fun of anything, but I just, the first time I really have heard that, so... I guess there's a first time for everything. What else do we have here? By the way, this is kind of interesting. You remember the big controversy involving Governor Ralph Northam? That yearbook photo controversy? Well, now we have news about this. Investigators could not determine if Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is in that so-called racist yearbook photo. A three-month investigation. Can I just stop for a moment? This is probably 3 months of one of the biggest wastes of time in history. I don't give a crap as to whether that's him in that book or not. I really don't. They spent 3 months investigating this picture. They haven't determined whether the governor's in the photo. By the way, the photo depicted one person in blackface, another in Ku Klux Klan garb at a costume party. If this is all we have to be concerned about, we're doing really well, don't you think? We're out of time for now. Make a decision on whether you want to be composted, and if so, where? Have a great day.
You don't even feel it. She's the best.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.